We'd like to thank Justin Tooth, Executive Chairman of Fareham Crescent, AIM, FCR, joining us today on Share Talk. Hello, Justin.
Good morning, Alex.
The last time we talked, you covered the exercise of options to acquire interest in the lead and zinc exploration project in Spain and the planned work programme. It was a very good announcement, Justin.
Yes, that was the culmination of many months of hard work, and a lot of shareholders have been patient with us, despite the fact that we'd had a couple of deal extensions. But we brought through a deal that was stronger for that, and the share price rose in good volume on the back of it. Sadly, now the share price has dribbled back in smaller volumes, but I think we know the rationale for that as well.
That's what I wanted to pick up on, like say, catching up with you today. The warrants look to be entering into the market with the SP looking for the spare news not to be added in. Can you comment and give your thoughts, please?
Yes, I think a lot of people who are talking about our share price and who are buying our share price are very interested in the Spain business and in the zinc strategy. And I also am conscious of the fact that a number of people have been exercising their options to which they became entitled in previous share issuance this year. And it is not uncommon in my experience, and I come from a broking background, that when shares have been exercised or options have been exercised and shares issued at a lower price, that there can be some selling of the underlying shares and an arbitrage made. It's a very natural and healthy process within a market that your shareholders are making money out of their earlier commitments to your story. But it does often cause a little bit of an overhang. And so we've seen in relatively low volumes a tipping back of the share price this week. However, those periods of sell down are short-lived. And I think that I'm already hearing of shareholders that are now building back their positions on the dip. And I'm very confident that our path forward is going to deliver the right news flow to take the share price back up to new highs.
Yeah, I look across social media, and like you say, the share price has given back and declined. But you look to have a lot of sticky shareholders. That's the impression I get.
I've noticed that. I don't stick my head into the blog space every day. But when I do, I am pleased to note that our policy of communicating very openly and directly with shareholders, with private investors, and with the increased interest from institutional shareholders is paying off, because people are generally positive about what we're doing. And most importantly, they understand our strategy and our timeline.
I have to touch on Spain. Will you be announcing a work programme for Torl, Spain Zinc work programme?
Yes. As I said on the last podcast I did with you a couple of weeks back, that we would mobilise immediately. And I'm happy to tell you here and now that Merlin is there. He's been on the ground all week. And he is examining the planned work programme. He is refining it in conjunction with the excellent Spanish team that we have, and that we shall certainly make an announcement about our intentions. We're discussing it. I'm very excited by it. He's very excited by it. And this will be, as promised, something that happens sooner rather than later.
Now, that's great, that, because your shareholders, that's keeping them community. That's communicating with them. That's a really good comment to come out with today, I think.
That's what I'm here to say.
Definitely. Well, I've got to ask this one. I know you guys are probably, it's ongoing, I don't know. But I've got to mention the moonlight in South Africa. Can you comment on that asset, or can you say anything about it?
I can indeed. That it is an excellent asset, and it is normally our lead asset. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, we are constrained by the fact that we are having conversations which are bound by confidentiality agreements with numerous stakeholders from various parts of the spectrum, including government agencies, including mining companies and steel companies, etc. And I really can't go any further into that, but I do reiterate my pledge that there will be an announcement about Moonlight in this calendar year.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you've got the indigenous political situation in South Africa, so you would have to tread carefully on that one, just my opinion.
Yes, there is an indigenous ownership program. It's now called it's generally known as the Black Economic Empowerment Program, though it has changed name again recently. And that does add a layer of complexity to the main issue, which is delivering an economic plan, as well as fulfilling the terms of our mining right. And it's not to be forgotten that we haven't got an exploration license there. We've actually got a full mining right.
I know, yeah, that's the thing. That's something. Like I said, today's share price, you see it, and there's a lot of stuff that's not priced in, really. You look at it today.
I don't think enough consideration is given, in fact, to our market cap. It seems extraordinarily low, considering the assets that we've now got, the people that we've got, our proven ability to raise money in the right way at higher prices, etc. And that we have, in the case of zinc, picked a real winner.
Definitely. Like I say, I know you're a busy guy. Just the last question. What reassurances would you give your shareholders looking forward to 2016-17 for Ferrum Crescent?
I'd reassure them that this has been a year of turnaround and it has been a year of building, but we've made really good toeholds into the Spain strategy, and we're just about to push off into the actual development of those assets. And I think that the work that we've done behind the scenes on clarifying the valuation and the position of Moonlight will also bear a lot of fruition. So we've had a fantastic year in terms of turnaround, in terms of changes of management, in terms of cost reduction, etc. And we are now in a very good place, better commodity price environment, to deliver a series of positive statements about our activities.
We've followed your share talk. We've followed you since spot 12, and we've spoke to you a few times now, but it's definitely something, you know, we're going to watch and we're going to carry on.
I would say that very shortly, with the next set of announcements that we make over the next period, that we will get back through the recent highs and start to establish a new range at higher levels, entirely justified by the valuation. And it's worth me adding that in a couple of weeks' time, we've got a number of city analysts coming down to site. There'll be a site visit, and there will be some proper research done, particularly on the Spain prospects. And I think that will start to pique the interest of the institutional market as we look to really crystallise our strategy for 2017.
Justin, thanks very much. Please keep in touch.
Thank you, Alex.